is a revelation. I'm saying a possession of a spiritual reality, something that is real in the environment of the Holy Ghost. You can possess it.
Revival Hub International is a fellowship of believers with a desire to establish the kingdom of our Lord through the intense working of the Holy Spirit.
Let men that speak as the oracles of the living God. Men that have touched the cross.
This message by God's servant Apostle Dudich will bring you quickening and transformation by the Holy Spirit.
My topic today is how to debug the faith ledger. I will need your help, Raymond Ruach. How to debug. You know what is debug now? So I'm going to do my own explanation, then I will ask you. Using the word ledger is a continuation of the matter we are considering for the past 2 days. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, ledger is, I have to consult a dictionary to help me. And they told me that a ledger is a collection of accounting entries consisting of credits and debits. A ledger is a collection of accounting. The key word I'm looking for there is accounting. Say after me, accounting. A ledger is a collection of accounting entries. So every single thing about this definition has a total representative in the scriptural context. Is an entry. You cannot withdraw if something has not been paid in. Are you getting what I'm saying? Faith is the system of withdrawal. And you cannot withdraw when nothing has been paid in that context. Huh? My brother, are you following me? How much do you have in your account now? Are you a businessman? Don't tell me. Do you have 1 billion in your account? Huh? Huh? He said very soon. So if we go to your bank now, there is a kind of thing they will call. When they check your account, they will call police. They will tell you, wait here. Because the only way they can... Monday is laughing. The only way they can explain the fact that you that have only 2,000 in your account is asking for 20 million is if you plan to rob the bank. Are you following me now? That's the only way. So a ledger is not just made up of credit entries or it's made up of debit and credit. Are you getting what I'm saying? For you to debit, somebody has to credit the account. And it is only the things credited that can be debited. It's only the amount credited that can be debited. Do you have up to 1 million in your account? Well, I'm looking at you, you might have. The way this bro looked at me, he has. Why now? Kweku, Ghanaian cedis is heavier than Nigerian naira now. You have millions in your account, Kweku. Huh? So you can only debit what has been credited. Let me make it simpler for you. Okay. Why are you smiling, Josh? The Bible said that God has freely given you all things to enjoy. Is it not true?
Yes, sir.
Find that scripture and show me. Let's know exactly what has been given to you freely. Because, are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You need to define exactly what was credited. God has freely given you all things to enjoy. Does he include somebody's wife?
No.
You are following me now?
Yes, sir.
So we need to know what are the things that are actually credited for you. And that is why I'm going to show you the first and actually the most important point in debugging the faith ledger. What do we mean? Remember, we spoke about the accounting levels of faith. Are you getting the point? So if faith has the ability to do a proper accounting, that means Faith must have a book where it is, it has penned down all credit and all debit. Am I correct? Without which it is not possible for faith to do a proper accounting. So faith keeps record. What did I say?
Faith keeps record.
What did I say?
Faith keeps record.
What did I say?
Faith keeps record.
I didn't say you keep faith by record. I say faith keeps record. You are not the one. You can't keep any record. Faith keeps record. And that is the reason why he's able to properly account. So he keeps record, and because he keeps record, it can properly account. And because he can properly account, it can properly remit, appropriate. Are you seeing it now? You can only debit what has been credited. I remember those days. Now, I don't use ATM anymore. But those days I was on campus, ATM, even students, ATM is their best friend. Is it not true? Literally everything is run by ATM. And those days, ATM was relatively more of a new thing that time. So, my God bless my father. But man, the man did those things. Okay, so my father can tell you that he has sent the money. So when you get, meanwhile, I'm already at the bank. If you are in UNN, First Bank is, be as you are going up to GS now. So is the closest, okay, the letter built, what was that one, close to engineer. Before that one, First Bank came first. So we from Franco, as soon as we come here, is First Bank. Are you a UNN? Okay. So once I came, I will be standing there waiting. Once the man say he has sent it, I'll put my ATM to check. In fact, there was one time they told me I didn't check. It's not, I know it doesn't look like big money to you, but that time it can be 1,000, 2,000. If they send 3,000 to me, just know that somebody sent heavy money to my dad. 3,000. 5K. Ha. No, it's you and your sisters. No, it's you and your sibling. That's how they share it. And you can't try to go home, because the transport fare to go home and come back is equal to what they will give you. So you advise yourself and stay back in school. If they are giving you 1,500, and transport fare, I've forgotten what they used to pay, but I know at that time it's not up to 1,000 anyway. How much is it now from Musoka to here? How many? 7,000 or 3,000? How much you? 4,000. On a normal day, my brother, he's from there. On a normal, let's take 4,000. With this fuel, are you sure? When you came this year, it was 4,000. How many weeks ago? January. Okay, you, 5,000. Recent. That one is correct. Say after me, 5,000. Meanwhile, we pay 300. It's true now. Pay 300. When they increase it by 100 naira, we refuse. Yes, now. From Musoka to Enugu that time, I think it's 150, 200. You need to know the tactics that people used to travel. When they increase fare that time, what we need to, we move to Enugu with, when they made it 500, we move to Enugu with 150. Then use 100 naira or 150, come down to Oka. You have reached where you are going. When they found out, they adjusted it to balance. Yes, now. And his Eastern Mass is even better. I'm telling you. Anyway, there is no need to wish that things can, whether things go down or don't go down, we'll keep praying, and trusting God, and all that. But If you are hoping that things will go down before you make it, you are in trouble. You are in total trouble. Since I was born, now I am old. I have never heard that things finally went down. From when I was small, things are getting back. When we were small, how many of you we are there now? Chico, Bana? Na voice of the cross. Well, maybe wo. Yes, okay. And they say, when the world was so good, they said that we were maybe wo. I wonder what they will say now. And those brothers that sang those songs have died. Many of them have died. And they said, we maybe wo. What would they say now? Jesus Christ. Even those days of Abacha, when things were terrible, still, I think fuel was less than 30 naira. Who we buy? How many cars do you have? And then I say, well, maybe there is no. So what I'm trying to say, you better develop faith to live. You better find a way, because yeah. Now we trust God for things to be manageable. The challenge is not really that things are getting worse; is that it's happening at a destructive state. Yeah, so you cannot even import something and hope that the price will be the same before it comes back. So that's a big problem. Well, I don't know where maybe go. At least exchange rate will be within some, maybe 10 in 1 year. A year can pass. It did not add more than 10 naira. At least you can do business now. You can project what you want. You can't project anything now. Can't do anything. Can't try rubbish now. It's true now. I read somewhere when a pastor is writing, he said, run, go and tell media team that they should not spoil wire anyhow. As I'm talking to you, our media went to Futo. Wire don't spoil. Run. Tell media team. Tell technical team. Say, yes. Even Elijah that I'm talking to, he knows what I'm saying. They went to buy sound. Sorry that I'm here now, but I've started doing pastor's job. Watch. They went to buy their sound equipment for Oko. He's the pastor at Oko. They want to buy keyboard. They went the first time. Let's assume they told them 280. What was the first one they told you? Huh? 310. Went, came back, it increased to maybe something like 330 or 340. 330. Went, came back, it became what again? 350. So they told the man, we don't have complete money. Let's give you the one we have and bring the man refused. Refused to say, when you come to buy, the price at that point is what you are going to pay fully. So when they went to the last one, they said, our money is still not complete. Can you help us now? Because we are not sure if we leave and come back, we are going to meet the same price. Guess what? Huh? Even though the thing has gone up, you couldn't buy equipment last year now, when it was down. Now that it's up, you bought. Which one do you prefer? Even if they sell upper cement 1.5. Oh yeah, I look to now. That's the thing. Even if they sell cement 1.5, person that won't build. Better develop your faith. You better develop your faith. Are you getting what I'm saying? if you are selling things, you are selling things that no matter what, you are still making your gain and moving forward. Making your gain and moving forward. Thank God we are fasting. So food is not much of your problem. Am I correct? Yes, I is not loud enough. Food is not much of your problem. I'm help. Oh, what sense? You check again. We have helped people to save money. You would have spent more now. Amen.
Amen.
So we want to balance ledger now. I've told you people what I found out ledger means. What's my topic again, Onyeka? How to debug the faith ledger. And I will tell you how I chose, why I chose that topic. I found out the definition of debugging. Maybe I'm wrong. Wherever I'm wrong. Where is the mic? Make sure mic is close to Raymond Ruak. Wherever I'm wrong, Ruak will help me. Debugging is, they said, is the action or session of reviewing source code to find and eliminate errors. Reviewing a source code to find where errors are, either to review it or to eliminate it. That's what they said debugging is. So this is the reason. The way you are smiling is your people. I see the way you are smiling. You are very happy. The one you can't do, Raymond Roy, I can't finish. I will call you to finish it. So this is what we are trying to say. Ah, Justice, I heard you are now a programmer. Where are you? You know these things now. I can fire you any question. Ruak, you are confident of your student. Am I correct? He's still coming. So this is the point. Many times, show me Romans. Romans chapter 12, verse 3, please. Can we read it together? One, two, ready, go. Just my point is there is according as God had dealt to every man what the measure of faith. Now, of course, I don't want to go too far on this. Okay, but you will remember a time that the disciples of Jesus cried out to him that he should increase their faith. Did you remember? What did Jesus respond? He said, if you have faith that is as little as mustard seed, that is, he's trying to say, if you have faith at all, he can do something. That's the way I can explain that. Do you have any atom of faith at all? Do you have faith at all? Yes, you do. If you don't, why did you sit on this chair? How did you know that this chair can carry you? Huh? That's what we are saying. There is a measure that you have. He said, even if your faith is as little as mustard seed, it can produce results. It can convert. Yet, yes, your faith should not be small. Because the scripture said abundantly, especially in the book of Acts, when the apostles are being spoken about, you will hear the scripture speak about them and say, okay, somebody like Stephen. He said, Stephen, full of faith and what? The Holy Ghost. That means a man can actually be full. So you should not be content. Now, the first point I need to make is that many times in all scenarios, the challenge of people in being able to appropriate the labors of God is simply an inability to find out why their faith is not working. You see where debugging comes in. Debugging is now an attempt to find out why my faith is what? Not working. Let me put it in a way that you will better relate with. Why is my faith not producing the kind of result I want it to produce? Are you seeing it? there are the kinds of results you expect your faith to produce for you, but it is not getting that kind of thing done. So you need to review it and eliminate any error in it if possible. That reviewing is what we call debugging. Are you getting it now? So debugging the ledger, because there is an accounting ledger that we have. We need to go to that ledger and edit something from there. Are you getting what I'm saying? Either something is wrong at the debit side or something is wrong at the credit side, which is why we are not having the result we should have by faith. So we come to the ledger and do debugging. It's like, another way you can use it is like audit. We audit the account. Are you following me now?
Yes, sir.
So let me extract one professional definition from inside, from Ruach. Showing me, show Ruach now.
Praise God. There is one reason why debugging appeared in coding. The primary thing is that it's someone that wrote a programming language, and the person expects that you do it a certain way for it to produce results. So now the person also.
So somebody wrote a programming language. Somebody inspired the scripture. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Continue. And the person expects you to use the scripture, apply it in certain way, to give you certain kind of result. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Continue.
Okay, now the person out of mercy too kept something called debugging. The debugging, the guidelines to debug.
So he didn't allow you to your own in case the thing didn't work for you. Now you know.
Yes. So now you have the power to review what is wrong and check the nature of that to correct it. So,
continue.
Okay, now, an error might occur before because of two things.
Okay.
Either out of a wrong syntax, okay? Or because of the wrong logic, way you are trying to think.
Somebody said the wrong logic. Pay attention.
Okay, so, for instance, if there is something you did in syntax error, you are approaching towards something and you did not actually close it well or finalize it, that could impede a result. So in the wrong logic, the person, the original writer is thinking this way.
And you are thinking another way.
Yes.
So what the original writer meant by what he said is not what you interpreted it as meaning.
Yes.
And you are trying to get to where he got to, but you misinterpreted what he was.
Just like where Paul said that there is a misdirected zeal.
Hey, God. Are you following now?
Yes, sir.
If you like, don't follow. You need to. That's what we are saying. I have to go and research this thing for me to be able to teach this. I have been researching it, checking, for me to be able to teach it. Because I found out we cannot totally say that faith is absent. You cannot pray like this and say that there is absence of resources for God to do some things. People that manage to pray for 15 minutes are having some kind of result that you are struggling to have. Something is wrong. Are you getting where I'm going now? So we need to debug it to find out what is happening. All things being equal, if you pray more, you have more results. Are you getting the point? So we need to debug. We need to check what is happening. Are you not seeing why this teaching is important? The more you pray, you should have more business ideas. You should have more customers. You should be ahead. In business, the key to the next level of business is what is called global trends. It is a layer in business that every big businessman pays the top dollar for. They have a special group of people that they call think tanks. They don't do anything. Their job is to predict where the next money is. Is it not true?
Yes, sir.
They sell it. Some people even invest in psychic, like astral projection. That's why many of them do yoga. Many of these, especially all these digital social media, people like Zuckerberg and other, all of them are involved in yoga. Why are you not asking question? It is an attempt to position their solical powers to see if it can project, by the help of a spirit, project, because they already are intelligible naturally and they have been found them. They already have some pillars of information in their arsenal as a man. When they find themselves at a level, they move ahead. They are able to project. The spirit and the realm that they found themselves is able to bring back a near accurate level of probability to them, statistics back to them. Of course, it cannot be 100% correct. But given all things, it is close enough. And many of them has made correct business choices from it. How much more you that have the Holy Ghost inside of you? Are you seeing it now? It's in your Bible. Book of Revelation. The Bible said a seal was broken in heaven and on earth. They say a plate of food for a day's wages. Like if you labor for a day, they give you one plate of food. But don't hurt the oil and the wine. All you need to do is to decode what oil and wine means as a businessman. That means that as much as business is failing, this one and this one will not be what? Touched. That's all. Are you saying the Holy Ghost can't do it? That's what you should be laboring for. If you're with me so far, say amen. Amen. So I was able to find out five debugging tools from the scripture, my brother. It's from the scripture. It's not as if you don't know it. You know it. We need to debug that account. Number one, and then we'll end for today. Or should we leave it tomorrow? Tomorrow, let's continue. It's already to nine. Father, we thank you for today in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your word that came strongly for us. We ask that tomorrow you continue as if today did not end. In Jesus' name. You can cast your seed and offering. We will meet tomorrow again by 8 a.m. The reason why I need to stop, if I'm to teach this number one well, we will exceed our time. God bless you.
We believe God's word came to you in accuracy and power. To connect to the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edubu Dejiku, send us a message on WhatsApp via the number +234 813 007 4040 or email at revivalhopglobal@gmail.com. To access transforming messages and partner with us, visit our website at www.revivalhopinternational.org. Follow us on all our social media platforms at Revival Hub International and on YouTube at Apostle Edu Dejiku. God bless you.